right, this is Pure Decking for Thursday, May the 18th, whatever the current year is, I think it's 2017. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like just how cyberpunk the world is getting. Well, cyber, at least punk maybe not so much. Information security, and the fact that I probably need to write a new intro. I'm Morps. Tonight I am drinking Jim Beam Bonded, which is what I was drinking last week and couldn't remember the name of. Madman, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Guinness Blonde.
Cool. Wub, what are you drinking?
Some Knob Creek on the rocks.
Cool. And forever briefly, he's sticking around. We have a Static. Static, what are you drinking?
At the moment, it's sparkling ice black cherry zero calorie water.
That sounds really fancy.
Rolling out the top shelf stuff, I see.
Damn straight. It's good stuff. It kicks the Coke habit because it's carbonated.
Yeah, I bet it does. So are you soda streaming that, or is it just something you found?
No, it's at Sparkling Ice. You can get them, they're like 90 cents a buck at the store for just a bottle.
Yeah, I've seen those. Okay. I bet that would actually be really good mixed with like a vodka.
It is. Been there. Done that. Yes.
So what would you think that mixes better with, the vodka or tequila?
Actually, it goes great. The black cherry especially goes really good with Captain Morgan Cannonball.
Oh, I didn't think about rum. Yeah, I could see that. Huh. Fancy. So now we know what we're going to poison Laser with next time we see him, or Big for that matter. Both of them we've seen alcohol poisoned, so... And, you know, I bet we can get him to drink that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I bet we could leave him naked in the park afterwards.
Yeah?
I'm not taking his clothes off.
You can hold the camera.
Tell me which way to point it, and my eyes will be shut.
Madman's going to show up. He's going to be wearing one of those Amazon knockoff hazard suits, a pair of the kitchen rubber gloves. You know, the ones who are cleaning dishes. And he's going to blindfold himself while he's trying to figure this out. Yeah, this will end great. They won't know if he's, you know, lost a bet or making meth. I mean, it's just gonna be...
Column A, column B. You have to make that money somehow.
So, got a little bit of interesting feedback on the... on my subreddit account for G15. Smart Metal... say what?
Oh, that's awesome. Feedback's always good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Psychos usually sends me a handful of links, and I'm going to use some of those in the show tonight, but I got one from somebody called Smart Metal, who is wanting to know if we would add the station to TuneIn.com. And, you know, he was... I don't know if he has any affiliation with the site or what. I just got the note saying, have you thought about adding the station to TuneIn? He thought about doing it himself, but he figured he'd be better just to suggest it. And, you know, we haven't really done anything trying to advertise or promote the station in a really long time.
I think it's mostly because we're afraid of people discovering us.
That's all I need is the SJWs to figure out, you know, that this thing exists and just go back to the archives.
That would be great.
So
I could argue with Big Red. This would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's so like the amount of offensive crap that I've said over the years. I'm slightly terrified of people finding that.
I can just imagine. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up the new feedback form. It's all going to go to Madman. Madman will be our official responder. First responder to... anyone who wants to complain.
I'm just gonna have a form letter. I want you to know I'm beating off while reading your messages.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't. I'm certainly open to ideas on the station because, I mean, we really haven't been doing that much with it here lately. I've had a lot of ideas, but not stuff I've really had time to follow through on. We've been managing to maintain decking, but that's had a spotty history. I've taken entire, you know, I've taken like, you know, seasons off in the past and thought we were done. And here we are again. So, I don't know. Thoughts?
If it doesn't cost anything, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm not opposed.
And the worst that will happen is they'll have a radio station that does techno, one show until you go on hiatus. Or it could pick up some stuff and more people want to stream on here.
Well, you know, and if that's the case, we can figure out how to make that work. I haven't really thought about how to set it up so people I don't know can get on the station and stream for a very long time. At one point, I was working on building that out. It wouldn't be that hard. I would just have to give people the stream password so they could take over, knock off the auto DJ, and, you know, be able to broadcast, which is what I do every, you know, Thursday anyways. And I suppose, you know, given some of the feedback I've seen on the subreddits, because so the other thing people noticed was apparently I'd fucked up the RSS links for the past couple of weeks. Because, you know, several weeks ago when I had to pause the recording in the middle of the show because I had things going on, two pieces, after I stitched them together, hung around in my recordings folder and got picked up by the method I use. And, you know, to rename the file and all that. So I was uploading the parts of the recording as the next show and not the show we had just done. So if you were listening live, you didn't know anything was up. But if you only listened via the RSS, you were confused. Especially last week when I posted up like that last 20 minutes we did of the 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. So it's entirely possible I'm drinking too much before you know, trying to post the show online, but I think that's what nobody listens to this shit for the news stories we're doing. They're doing to listen to our reaction and listen to us get drunk. So maybe me get drunk. I don't know. It's not out of, you know, any kind of journalistic integrity or you know, true interest in the news shows. They're wanting to hear what we have to say. You know, hell, anybody can just go down some of the major sources and probably find most of these links I'm doing. So, it looks like a few people have noticed I swapped out the IRC on the front page, so I see a few people have used it. So, that's handy.
Oh, you got the new one implemented now?
I haven't checked. Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, if you go to the homepage, you'll see it. It's not white. So, that'll make the SJWs happy, right?
Oh yeah, you've gone full black man.
we're in website blackface.
Oh no, I did not say that. That's the wrong making them happy. That's making me happy.
Oh, okay.
Full black man, not blackface. Wow. We're also not song minstrels, and don't play that on the station yet.
Yet. So speaking of, does anybody have any archive.org links? I was just kind of curious. You know, can you imagine techno remixes of that stuff?
Oh god, that could be wonderful.
I kind of want links to that stuff now. I kind of feel like I might, you know, pop that open in Bitwig and play around with it a little bit, or Renoise or something, right? So I may have to do that just for the sheer shits and giggles of it. Not got video with it, so you know, hey. But in all seriousness, so I am open to ideas for the station. So probably the best way to shoot me feedback is just on Reddit. Morps is the account. And I'm not really quite sure what I want to do with G15 long term anymore. I had an idea at one point, but turns out it's boring. You know, just trying to curate open source crap around the internet. And there's a lot of stuff out there that's just not that good. So, you know, obviously you don't want to pick that up and put it on the stream. So that's one of the reasons we started making Big curate the music was he would actually, you know, not get frustrated listening to 30 or some odd bad tracks and, you know, actually to find stuff for us.
Yeah, it's a lot of work sorting through the mountains of stuff out there to find good quality content. What? You know, like for the longest time, like, you know, just like looking for books or music or any of that stuff, the free stuff is like 90% garbage.
Well, I mean, it's like you kind of get to the point of you know, just the cream has the rise to the top of the cream, but just the amazing amounts of garbage out there. And I don't know, man. You troll through SoundCloud long enough, you kind of get a little discouraged. Or you find something that's great, but you can't figure out who made it. Uh-oh. Hang on.
Somebody forget to hit the record button.
What?
I have just hijacked an RU. RU, we thought you were dead. We were already auctioning your shit on eBay.
Yeah, you can have at it. Sound okay? I hadn't done a sound check, nothing in 2 weeks.
You're fine.
No, you're fine.
Welcome. Hello.
So, Cycros in the chat room says if we did add it to tune in, he could just say, Alexa, play Galaxy 15 Radio. Of course, if it's playing Galaxy 15 Radio, could we do things like, Alexa, buy a big black dildo? Obviously, I don't have one of those things.
The commercials we're throwing out there.
Alexa, cadaver.
Alexa, call 911.
Alexa, what is it barking?
Oh, Alexa, 12-pack of Japanese Merkins. No one knows what a Merkin is.
Oh, we know.
Alexa, one of those weird things Major sent me yesterday that needed more fire.
Yeah, Alexa, just, you know, call the fire department now, preemptively.
See, that's why asking it, what is a barking is interesting. Your vocabulary will expand, and you will learn that there are weird words for things that should not exist.
I think this is one of the major things with these voice activated is hopefully they've got a lot better since Dragon Speak 12, I think it was. Because that couldn't understand British.
They largely have, but that's because they're all cloud computing now. So they've got, you know, these huge libraries they're referencing. That's how they make them work as well as they do. The problem is that it's recording your voice and constantly sending it off to Amazon. So if you, you know, forget it's on and, you know, say anything incriminating, well, you're fucked.
Slightly off topic, but still on topic. I heard a rumor this week, Morps, that if you've got Facebook installed on your phone...
Yes, it does.
Oh, damn. And telemarketers, who would have known? Be right back.
So what does Facebook do?
It runs your microphone random times and listens to your conversation so that they can better target your advertisements.
I am shocked and appalled. I would have never guessed that was a thing.
You know what's really frustrating? I have the Gear VR for my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, it quits working if you disable Facebook. Like, you go into package disabler and turn Facebook off, Gear VR quits working.
Yeah, so much for Gear VR.
Yep, it's integrated. Facebook is integrated now. Samsung, they have a deal. Everything comes loaded.
Damn.
So embedded.
Getting that shit turned off is more and more painful.
Doable, but very painful. You're correct.
I mean, and you know, I don't know about you guys. Maybe it's just because of how worn out I've been lately, but it's like, you ever wonder if you're like wasting your time fighting all this shit and just like, you know what, fuck it. Let them hear I make horrible jokes at night. Let them hear me yell at the internet. Who cares? Oh, wait, my family's going to see those ads. Damn it.
I don't turn it off.
You don't?
Is this your voice thing?
No, he's talking about Facebook.
I use Facebook too, but I don't turn any of that off. I don't go to the level that you do because, as I've said many, many times, I don't care. Just as you said just now, it takes too much of my precious time to really care if they want to target me with ads. Go right ahead. I have more willpower than they do.
The only issue I have is, you know, when you've got someone under the age of 18 who has a phone being targeted by a company.
Yeah. So somebody who has a phone under the age of 18, their parents need to be taken care of.
Yeah, in a perfect world. That's my issue with it is, you know, unscrupulous targeting of, you know, an undeveloped mind. And if you think back to when you were 14, 15, 16, 17, anything with a nice set of tits, you're probably going to buy it with it on.
You just maybe really, really made advertisements for toasters weird. Like, why are they chrome? I don't understand.
It's a reflection. I have great breasts. Remember that big reflection porn thing about 2 years ago? That was hilarious.
Most of that you saw was not very good. It was just kind of accidental stuff. We're like, oh, well, they don't realize what they're posting.
So, a few people accidentally did it at first. Sorry, Mitch.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, they didn't know.
I think a couple were, like, at first off, and then it became, like, this thing, see how you can get away with it. Anyway.
Well, the truth is, honestly, if you need to do something illegal, leave the cell phone at home.
No kidding. Oh,
take it with you. Let's cull a population of stupid.
Take it with you, document it, so that way everyone else will know next time what not to do. Eventually somebody will get it right.
Sometimes your only purpose in life is to serve as an example to others.
So that should be a t-shirt.
It probably is. Are you, since we hijacked you in the intro moderately late, 10 minutes late, what are you drinking?
Coffee. It was freezing cold and pissing down rain.
Okay, define freezing cold.
Okay, it's nice summer weather where Madman would be down in his board shorts swimming, fishing, and drinking and barbecuing. It's a nice day if you're American, but
so.
And if it was Canadian weather, heat wave. I'm in a heat wave.
That's why I'm never going to your country during its summertime.
Burst into flames. I mean, you never see redheads living in Australia, at least natural Irish redheads. It's like they would just die. They would just burst into flame in the summers. They have no resistance to sunlight.
Natural weight loss program. Let's do it.
Oh, God, I would sweat Crisco for 3 weeks.
We'd have to walk around with a big sign, no naked flames.
God. He's not naked, he's just on fire. It's fine.
Yeah. Somebody explained, it was some stand-up comedian, he was like, yeah, I took my family to Australia for a vacation. So we're 6 inches from the sun and my child is dead.
So, are you, I'd gotten some feedback on the subreddit, somebody suggesting we add the station to tune in.
What's tune in?
Someplace to advertise the stream, apparently. According to Psychros, it lets them access it over the Amazon Alexa stuff.
Whatever, man. As long as it doesn't cost us money, we're not making money, I don't care.
Yeah, there's a conversation that goes way back, isn't it?
Actually, we're probably due for an all-round vote to see if we want to make money out of this or not.
Probably I don't know how we could. I mean, we'd have to ditch all the music on the stream. Or just go flat pirate.
I don't want to get a pirate. My life's uncomplicated enough without being a pirate.
You don't want to have to talk like that, is all it really is.
But we'd be fighting global warming.
I just don't have the budget for hats right now, to be honest.
Madman, I'm not even gonna. Never mind.
What?
Fighting global warming? I don't
care.
Yes.
The Earth has gotten hotter proportionate to the number of pirates that are no longer sailing the Caribbean. So if we have more pirates, the Earth will cool down.
Hey, that's statistics for you, man.
Hey, man, there's a good reason there's not a lot of pirates left on the Horn of North Africa anymore.
I can't prove you wrong, so you know what?
Look it up. Like the 1760s, shit tons of pirates. Was anyone bitching about global warming?
Not wrong.
Like I said, I can't prove you wrong. Oh, fuck. Anyways.
I needed $750,000 and a grant from some government agency to figure this out.
We have to do a study. We need to start recruiting pirates and then measuring the global temperature.
Actually, Captain James Cook was meticulous in his documentation of weather and stuff when he was on this side of the planet.
But you see, if we start up new pirate groups, this research eventually becomes self-sustaining.
Yeah, we get a big enough funding group, we can start an on-ground organization and start blocking highways to make protests about it.
Except for states where they said it's okay to run down people blocking the highways.
That's on my next wish list for driving tours.
You need to come visit here next time you're in the States, then, because you totally can run over protesters if they block one of the interstates.
And if we can get Congress to issue us a writ of reprisal, we could be official privateers, another subsect of pirate. It may or may not help with global warming, but I want both the Jolly Roger and the Stars and Stripes.
I can totally see Trump enlisting privateers.
With the disarray of Congress right now, I'm a couple of steps away. You know?
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible at this point.
So our lead story was sent to me by Psychros on the subreddit, or I guess Reddit. Messaging system, whatever. I don't know. The link showed up. Anyways,
on the internets.
On the internets. It said it was from Psychros. So I just kind of accepted that. It's from Ars Technica. Sprint and Windstream sued the Federal Communications Commission this week over a decision that will help AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink charge higher prices for certain business internet services. The FCC last month voted to eliminate price caps for so-called business data services that are offered by incumbent phone companies throughout the country. The FCC decision, to which Sprint and Windstream object, only eliminates price caps in competitive markets. But it uses a standard that deems many local markets competitive, even though there's only one broadband provider. Sprint and Windstream both purchased bandwidth from BDS providers to boost their own networks. The Sprint Windstream complaint in the U.S. Court of Appeals for... the D.C. Circuit alleges that the FCC decision is arbitrary, capricious, and is an abuse of discretion. The complaint also asserts that the FCC decision violates federal laws, including the notice and comment requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act. So, I mean, don't really need to dig into the rest of the article, not that there's that much to it. They just kind of detail some stuff out about the FCC and politics and you know, speed of a lot of things. Pretty much in a lot of areas where there is no competition, the FCC has said it's a competitive market and took the price caps out. So, you know, you don't have a choice of your ISP, yet they're jacking the price up 200% because they can.
Awesome.
And they didn't give them the normal, was it 60 days for comment?
Yeah.
Typical.
No thoughts
on
this?
Didn't you see all the mean comments that people were making about net neutrality? Like, I don't
have a net neutrality story.
Well, the public comment section, that's pretty much the only way you have of contesting any type of regulation. Because they don't get voted on by Congress. It's just arbitrary government bureaucrat says you must scratch your balls on Tuesday, and without everyone showing up and saying that's fucking stupid, there's not really a way around it or stopping it. So even if you're being trolled in the comments section, with the way it's set up, you still need the comments section.
Yeah,
but the comment section is totally useless if they don't pay any attention to it.
They were going to do
regardless of what people said.
It's like, not the bureaucrats that aren't paying attention to it. It's that if enough comments get made, Congress pays attention to it, and then the regulation dies.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of comments on there. They didn't really pay any attention.
Were any of the comments directed towards the bill, or were they just, you know, angry voices yelling into the ether?
Both. Well, you also had botnets slamming the thing with, like, variations of the same message over and over again.
Yeah, and they're all anti-net neutrality.
No, there were bots for both sides doing that. You don't hear about the ones that weren't anti-net neutrality because, you know, that's not a popular subject, but there were bots for both sides. So, and if nothing else, one side, you know, if nothing else, it was people trying to retaliate against the anti-net neutrality one, so I don't know, but that I saw something earlier today when I was browsing around that they were saying there were bots on both sides of the argument. I don't have the link right now, so I can't corroborate it. I just remember saying something earlier today. Anyways, But yeah, so even if there weren't, I don't doubt that people were trying to game that thing. It's an internet comment box that they think might have legislation. You think 4chan's not going to start trying to bomb the damn thing?
I want to see the definition of competitive market. If one company counts as competitive, are they just eating lead paint chips?
They know it's not competitive.
It's lobbyists. They're just making the rules so that they're favorable to the large players.
Regulatory capture. Everyone say yay.
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 Nay.
Is anybody really surprised at this point? Okay,
no.
Yeah, you know, it's clearly black, but we're going to say it's white, and it's an effect.
Like, this whole thing, as soon as he started talking about it, and especially when, like, you know, after, like, all these comments comes out, he goes and takes the time to, like, read out a bunch of, like, the mean troll comments and, like, try to use it as justification for, like, not paying attention to the comments that everybody was posting. And it was just, like, such a transparent thing that they were doing.
It's like Madman was saying, there's no other way to get feedback that, hey, guys, shit sucks. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So they've set it up a system where they can just, you know, discount it at will because they want to.
So. Oh, yeah, same thing with, the whitehouse.org or something like that, where people can go... If there's so many signatures, they'll bring it up in Congress or something like that. Didn't Obama do something like that?
Yeah, he ignored that thing a lot after he said it.
Oh, yeah, that was another totally useless thing.
It was the most transparent government of all time, dude.
So what this really demonstrates, in my mind anyways, is we just have too many fucking government agencies that can just arbitrarily do shit like this. I mean, the whole point of Congress is to... These things are supposed to be voted on by representatives of the people, not bureaucrats.
Yeah, but, like, there needs to be control, because, like, that's the whole problem. They're removing laws that were stopping this from happening. Like,
so
they're reclassifying everything, because there were laws that were preventing this sort of shit from going on. And the companies that thought they could make more money charging more, like, basically double-dipping for internet access... of course that's what they want. They're going to make more profit that way.
Well, yeah.
So there needs
to
be some sort of regulatory system set up to prevent that from happening.
So, right. I understand what you're saying. Ultimately, you know, if you're the only company in an area and you have a captive market and you decide you want to raise prices, there's not much people can do about it except just not use your service. And, well, I mean, internet's connectivity is kind of to the point where if you don't have that, you're at a real economic disadvantage anymore. So that's not a great thing. But ultimately, I would rather see multiple ISPs competing as the check to keep prices down rather than the government stepping in and setting an arbitrary one, because usually the market is better at setting a fair price than the government, at least, you know, historically. But the problem here is that it's also the government preventing new companies from coming in to you know, compete.
Yeah, but, like, you know, the whole nature of ISPs is, like, there's this huge initial cost of setting up infrastructure.
Yeah, you gotta get the wires and switches and all that shit in place.
Yeah, and once you have that set up, how does somebody else compete with you? Like, you can obviously charge way less because you have already swallowed those costs and you're now in operation.
Well, you're assuming that you haven't amortized those costs out over time. You know, if you took out a loan to set that shit up, then yeah, you've got to recover the cost to pay the loan down. Now, if you're going to say that you just, you know, you were wealthy before you started the company and just came in and set all this shit up,
I'm talking about real life situations. Like, if there's an area where AT&T or like Comcast or somebody is already set up and they have the market captured, do you think I'm going to be able to outcompete them by still going out and setting up a whole new set of infrastructure? Of course not. Like that.
If your infrastructure is better technology than theirs, you could.
Yeah,
Google's doing them.
Yeah, but they're also doing a lot of markets at a loss too.
Well, the problem Google Fiber's having is that they're having local governments basically say no, you're not allowed to come in here. Because they want to run new infrastructure.
Yep.
Now, granted, Google is not an independent startup. That's a large multinational company, so...
Yeah, like, they can afford it.
And that's the problem, is that this kind of regulation just chokes out new players. And, I mean, even more generally...
Yeah, but it's the nature of the system that chokes out new players. Like, it's not just regulation. It's the actual cost of...
There's cost of infrastructure. I'm not arguing that. But, I mean, when was the last time you saw a new car company start up? Tesla. Tesla's the only one, and that was started up by somebody who is, you know, independently wealthy. All other new car companies have been spinoffs of existing ones. When was the last time you saw a new bank show up?
Yep. Banks are actually fairly common.
No. I meant at the upper end levels, but you know what I meant. Like, you know, competing with, like, a Chase.
New car company, the last one I saw show up was actually an Indian car company that was doing bare bones automobile, like engine frames,
states, or whatever.
Oh, God, no. Regulations prevent any new companies from forming as far as automobile or heavy industry in the U.S. unless you're already a multi-billionaire or trillionaire.
Well, and you know, it's true, but there needs to be regulation with vehicles. Otherwise, you end up getting cars like that. What is it, the Pinto or whatever, the one with the gas tank in the back that blew up when somebody rear-ended you?
Which passed all of the regulatory tests.
Yeah, but they've changed those tests since then.
And like they learned. Safety features were changing prior to regulations mandating them. Companies don't make money by killing their customers. So when they realize they're doing it, they stop.
Oh, yeah. But
you need regulation to prevent a company from doing something. That's crap. We don't have septic chicken farming because raising chickens in human feces, no one will buy it.
I just want to say Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow. The government keeping us safe? I like that.
Yeah.
So...
I'm not saying that the government is this warm, nice, cuddly thing that is going to take care of us all and hold our hand or anything like that. I'm just saying that...
There's a fair point that, like, if they're going to enforce a monopoly, they can at least keep pricing fair. I mean, it's not ideal. It's not ideal at all. But yeah, if they're going to enforce monopolies, they could at least keep the pricing fair. I see your point.
Yeah, but like, I'm not talking about enforcing government monopolies. Like, not everywhere... Is it an enforced government monopoly? Like, there's all kinds of places where you're perfectly allowed to go set up an ISP and stuff like that, but you still don't see it happening because it's the cost of competing. Like, you can't compete once somebody's already established.
Not sure where. In my town, it is actually illegal for me to start up a cable company. There is only one. In most towns and cities in the U.S., it's either a government-pushed monopoly or duopoly.
Cable company or internet provider?
On that one, it would be a cable company or phone company. I think I might be able to get the ability to start up wireless internet in this town, but then I would have to deal with the FCC. So I don't think my local ordinance would prevent me from setting up a wireless ISP. Now, I don't know if the FCC will permit it. But as far as starting up, let's say, a cable internet provider or a DSL internet provider, I can't. My town literally will not allow it to happen. I would need to change the law.
Yeah, with that, or come up with a new technology that doesn't use one of those existing infrastructures.
Yeah, and that's even if I wanted to run my own cables. I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, that's true.
On almost Fiber. Every monopoly you can name... They are government enforced.
I know of several fiber nets in town that are actually private company held. Yeah. Nothing government wise.
Go ahead, Swap. Finish your thought, then I want to move on.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, well, I was going to let you get the last word in on that one, but this next one is just funny. This is from Microsoft's TechNet, and I could read this blog to you because it talks about the seriousness of WannaCrypt and MS-1710, but the short version of it is that Microsoft has actually released patches for Windows Server 2003, Windows 8, the one that's out of support, and Windows XP SP3 for WannaCrypt. It's gotten that much attention that they went ahead and released the patches for the old-ass operating systems to stop the ransomware.
Wow.
That's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, honestly, I think what actually happened here is Microsoft is still supporting these legacy operating systems for a lot of customers, but they're not supporting them free on the internet anymore like they used to, you know, where they just put out the patches for anybody who wanted them. You had to be paying, you know, for a support contract to get these patches. So I'm imagining that they've already written these things, and either one of their customers who's paid for it just said, just publish the damn things, or Microsoft on their own volition decided, well, we've already got them. Why don't we, you know, get some goodwill with the, you know, with all the communities out there and just publish them? Because there's still a lot of companies running on XP.
Does that mean this bug has been there since XP?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, damn it. I was hoping it was introduced by a recent patch.
No, it's an SMB vuln that's been there for a long-ass time. So, the problem is now, because I don't think these guys are, you know, these operating systems have been getting regular updates for a long time. I don't think it's going to come in through Windows Update. I think you'd have to manually go out and get these updates and these patches to install them. And, you know, at this point, if you had one of these machines that was vulnerable and you're just now getting the patches, you were probably already pwned. So I don't know that it does you any good. Kind of late, you know?
Not only that, though, you think about it. How many of these machines that, like, in the hospital environment that I'm in, right, they sit there. We have machines that are backups in case the primaries go down, right? But mm-hmm. these are old XP or Windows 7 machines, whatever it may be, and they may get used once a month. And the person that turns on the machine walks over, turns it on, oh, it needs updates, hits ignore for now, and then shuts it down without updating it after they get done with whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's inconvenient.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually used it as an excuse to change a group policy and just force machines to do a reboot. So we've had several people's machines reboot during the middle of the day to install updates because they've been clicking ignore for so long. And
that's good.
What's funny is I've been bringing my laptop home at night to work on shit, and my own laptop did it to me in the middle of the day, just stopped and started rebooting. It's like, son of a bitch. Oh, well.
Is there a way to time that? Because my industry, we do it after hours as a forced reboot on every computer.
You can. You can absolutely do it. There are different management software out there to do it. Unfortunately, I don't have any of those right now, so I'm kind of stuck depending on the Microsoft shit, which defaults to 3 in the morning. And if the machine's not on at 3 in the morning, things get weird. Okay. Go ahead, are you?
I was thinking that each cubicle should have a little light on it, so when the machine shuts down in the middle of the day, you know that person's been clicking ignore for over a month. You just walk up with a wiffle bat and just start going at them until they learn their lesson.
I have been trying to expense cattle prods as employee motivational devices for years.
I know, we talk about it all the time, and it's just nice to fantasize about Morph just getting up as the red light comes on with a big, bright yellow wiffle bat, you know, cowering dude under the fucking chair going, no, don't hurt me, Morphs.
Well, one, if they're calling me Morphs at work, that means I've done something wrong. And two, for some reason, I'm imagining having Hulk hands where you've cut out the middle of it to hold the wiffle bat. I don't know why. You know, those big foam green hands?
I could see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to make it a mandatory 5-minute costume put on for you, Morp, so it gives them a chance to run out of the building and get to their car.
5-minute head start. Okay, I can do this. Getting soft in my old age.
Little red button under your desk that just auto-locks the front door.
You know what's funny? You know what's really, really funny? I don't have one of those, but I could build one. Guess who controls the electronic locks?
As they get up and start running, you just click it. You just go, ladies and gentlemen, we have a runner. We have a runner. Mr. Freeze to the front. Mr. Freeze to the front.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, everyone's favorite supervillains are next.
Yep, this is from RT. The Shadow Brokers Hacking Group is publishing a monthly subscription service offering members top secret information, including compromised network data from the nuclear and ballistic missile programs of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Or is it Iran? Honestly, I forget which is the correct way to say it.
I think it's Iran, isn't it?
Iran. Or Iran. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Depends if the Americans are coming. If, like, no, Americans aren't coming, it's Iran. If the Americans are coming, it's Iran the fuck out of there before I got bombed.
So one of them is a country, and the other is the part of a title to an 80s song. Anyways.
It's a state of being.
It's a state of being.
We can have North Korea nuke Iran and China and then solve three problems.
You have no idea how much willpower it took right there not to try to, you know, to not imitate Kim Jong-il. So
I've never even heard his voice.
Oh, I have no idea what his voice actually sounds like. I was just going to be—I was going to do a bad Asian accent in high pitch, you know, kind of thing.
Back to Disney with you with that laugh.
Let's see. The group's monthly data dump could also include hacking exploits for web browsers, routers, and operating systems, including Windows 10. Hang on, where's the thing? I need a thunderclap on the soundboard. We'll just use that. Somebody remind me. I need to get a thunderclap. That'd be fantastic. That or, like, you know, a synth like dun-dun-dun. Anyways, the Shadow Brokers Data Dump of the Month is a new monthly subscription model. The group said payment will likely be made in the cryptocurrency Bitcoin, given the group's recent demands and previous cyber attacks. The group also promised to include compromised financial data from the SWIFT international payment order system used by banks to transfer trillions of dollars each day, as well as confidential data over several central banks. In a blog post published Tuesday titled, "Oh Lordy, Come Wanna Cry Edition," the group accused the NSA of paying Microsoft to keep the vulnerabilities in its software. Oh, could be. Especially given how quickly Microsoft put out patches for XP.
That's the worst kept secret on the internet.
I know.
Yeah, I remember back in, like, the Windows 98 day, they were talking about, like, NSA backdoors and stuff like
that. Well, hell, they gave the NSA the code, so, I mean. Let's see. The group also promised to include... I already read that. Where am I? The group responsible for the release of the NSA hacking exploits was highlighted a Windows vulnerability used by hackers in the recent WannaCry global ransomware attack. Blah, 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 blah. Something about Donald Trump. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, whatever. Anyways, yeah. So, Shadow Brokers is doing a monthly subscription service for their releases. I think that's hilarious. That's really smart on their part, actually.
I want to know how much it is. What are they charging?
Yeah, half a Bitcoin or something, wouldn't it?
You know, if it's not expensive, it'd probably be worth doing, especially if you didn't have any, you know, qualms about using the data.
Yeah. Or even just like a security professional.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
Major.
I mean, that's what you would actually want to do is see, is my bank in here? Wait, they'll tell me faster than the FBI will. Maybe I should subscribe to this.
You should have a security discretionary fund at work, Morps. You should be able to buy one of these subscriptions.
Well, I do now. I do now.
Hey, man, try it out for a couple of months. If it's just a piece of shit, you know, unsubscribe.
I'm Googling it too.
How do you unsubscribe to a shadowy group?
More you kind of work on that maniacal laugh a little bit better.
You want a maniacal laugh?
Well, you know, that's what I thought you were going for with that laugh.
Oh, no, I was just being stupid. I mean, I could do a maniacal laugh. Remember, we used to have people in WoW hiding under their table after we did that.
Hmm.
Of course, now that I've said that, I've got to work up to it, right?
Well, you sold it, man. Like, if I'm not getting a good bill of sale here, I want money back. You really hyped it up. It want to be good.
Oh, God. None of them are listing the fees.
I can't help but think that, like, they're going to do this, and, like, one of the first people to subscribe is just going to go dump all the info online anyways.
Probably.
Yeah. Pastebin, the day after it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, my automated paste bin searching is still working, so I'll let you know. The next one is from MSN.com. And it's just kind of funny. Police in Northern Ireland caught a drunk driver. Northern Ireland drunk driver.
Please say he was on a goat. Please say he was on a goat.
No, he was in a car. Police in Northern Ireland caught a drunk driver at the weekend. Caught a drunk driver at the weekend.
It'd be editors, on the weekend, wouldn't it?
Do your fucking job. So, you know, let's just fix this for them as we read it. Was the page in loading for you, Swan?
Nope.
That's weird. Thumbs up for me. Sounds like a you problem. It could be in my cache. Hang on.
Hold up for me.
Yeah, it must just be me. Or yeah, me, loaded because I'm loaded in Canada. Me. I swear the DNS server up here is really finicky.
Change yours to the Google DNS, it'll work better. And I also let Google know what you're doing, but, you know, hey.
I just reposted if you want to try to pull it from me.
Nope. Still no luck.
Weird.
I blame my ISP.
Police in Northern Ireland caught a drunk driver at the weekend when his own high-tech car informed them that he had crashed. The PSNI and... that's pretty good, isn't it? The PSNI in Cravington took to Facebook to share the unusual news. Some cars these days are pretty clever, they posted. Yeah, somebody at the police thinks they're being clever, aren't they? Did you know that some can even phone the police automatically to let us know that you crashed? That's right, if you're picking this up correctly, a car phoned us to let us know about a crash last night, and it turned out the driver was drunk. So the post went on, you think you're having a rough weekend, at least your car hasn't touted on you. It's a good safety feature, but it's really bad if you're a drunk driver. It says if you're a drink driver, but whatever. The PSNI also added that the drunk driver wasn't the only one caught over the weekend and urged them, the public, to inform them if they suspected someone was driving while drunk. So, I'm doing a show while drunk. Does that count? Does somebody need to inform the PSNI?
I don't know. I think the car was attempting to preserve itself.
Dude, if operating the internet while drunk was a law, yeah, Amazon would fucking be nowhere these days, man.
That's true. That is true. The last time I was drunken on Amazon, I ordered a backpacking grill. You know what that is? It's a grate. You can get them for like $3 at like Home Depot.
Or you can just go swipe a shopping trolley and an angle grinder and fucking hell on it. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why would you buy this? I mean, but luckily, I was like, well, okay, I might use this one day. And it's, you know, easier than cutting one out of a shopping cart, so I guess I'll hang on to it. But still, what the fuck? Let's see.
Once again, don't get a car with any internet connectivity.
All cars, like all new cars nowadays, don't they pretty much all have that shit in them?
I'm just gonna go with don't drink and drive.
Well, no, that too, but I don't like my car doing things without my permission.
I don't know. If I hit a tree and I can't give it permission to call for help, I want it to call for help. I don't want to die.
I actually turn that on in my car, that if I have a wreck to call emergency services. It'll use my cell phone. It won't use the built-in thing, but I did, in fact, turn that on.
Yeah, no, that is a good actually idea. A good safety feature. Yeah.
Especially,
but
yeah,
I still don't want my car doing shit without my permission.
Yeah, yeah, you learned, well, Big learned that one, didn't he?
Oh, did his car knock on him?
No, remember we were at Gen Con?
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, the car, they hooked Big's phone up to car Suave had rented. And so it shot me a text that this is a message from my Nissan or whatever the fuck it was. So we took a picture of Madman's arm.
Yeah.
And said this is a picture of my ass. And Big chucked his phone across the car. It was hilarious.
Still got the scar today.
Oh, did it hit you?
No, I'm ruining the joke, Madman. Go sit in the corner.
Fuck. I did like seeing y'all go across a couple, you know, lanes of traffic.
Just sit there after you've had an accident going, driver, you have been in an accident. Driver, you have been in an accident.
Oh, yes. Demolition Man the fuck out of that.
I want mine to go, you've been in an accident. Do you require assistance? No, I'm drunk. Don't call the police. Sucks to be you.
I've had too much to drink. Avoidance mode.
The car's voice
comes
back.
How long do you think it's...
The OnStar voice comes back. Do a barrel roll. Wait, what?
How long do you think it's going to be before they just have, like, integrated, like, low-key breathalyzers or something in your car that detects, like, alcohol vapor from the driver?
Weird, you have mandatory ones like that for drink drivers.
Yeah, where you have to buy the damn things, but...
Yeah, like, we've got them, too, if you've got, like, too many DUIs and they've taken away your license, you can get one of these and get your license back sooner.
But, you know what I'd like
to
see?
They don't fucking work. Especially when it's wintertime and really cold and the electronics aren't working right. And that can be quite dangerous when it's like minus 50 degrees Celsius and like you need to have your car running or you're gonna die. And it's like, nope, he thinks you're drunk because it's too cold and there's like condensation or something stupid.
Oh, fuck that shit.
I'd like to see an anti-theft thing where if, say, you're a single operator of that vehicle and you know you're the only one who's going to use it, you know, punch in a passcode, it takes your weight within a half a kilo, and anyone sitting in the driver's seat weighs less or something like that, it won't turn the vehicle on.
Oh, dude, I just had a huge shit. Now my car won't start.
Dude, if you're crapping off a kilo, you've got bigger issues than fucking theft of your car, my friend.
So, well, I mean, but people do lose weight over time, so weight may not be the best in one. You know, maybe they'll make you, I don't know, insert a finger into some kind of receptacle so it can verify. You know,
once again, I have a machete, Morps.
Well, okay, but if you're smart, you put something else in there and not your finger. That way they, you know... Yeah, sure, they stole your index finger. It still doesn't start your car.
Yeah,
you have
we're
time
just going
to run
keep
away before they get back
and...
for your crotch.
Yeah, we're just going to keep you there until we get the right piece of your body that fits.
Can I just give you my car? It's fucking insured.
Last article is from The Verge, and it's kind of funny. Microsoft is doubling down on offering developers more options on Windows 10. On build 2017. It offers that three of the most popular Linux distributions are coming to the Windows Store. Ubuntu, SUSE, and Fedora will soon be available to install directly in the Windows Store, making it easy to run Linux apps on any Windows 10 device. How long before Richard Stallman bursts through the door like the Kool-Aid man and says, it's GNU plus Windows?
I like this.
What? I don't understand. So the Windows Store is distributing operating systems that aren't Windows?
Yes. They're sandboxes. They're pseudo
machines. Okay, gotcha.
What? I just got kicked off the streaming server. Hey. Lost connection to streaming server. Show details.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, it's actually playing music. I'm checking it. Yeah, I'm listening to it now.
You've been hacked.
Or that, or Mix won't reconnect. What the hell?
Operator, you've had an accident. Operator.
No shit. It's going to make me stop the recording and probably restart Mix. Let's see something here.
Smoke weed every day!
All right, and we're back. Got kicked out of the stream there. So just to wrap up this last article from The Verge, it's kind of funny. Microsoft is making Windows useful by including Linux in the Windows 10 store. Nobody else wants to touch that?
No, I'm good.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I think that was a good wrap-up note. Thing is how my whole dream of games moving to Linux was crushed while we weren't on air.
Well, they could. I mean, Wine's not bad. They're actually working on getting DirectX... I think they'd started on DirectX 11. So, maybe. I mean, hell, if everything starts going Vulkan, getting shit ported over Wine won't be hard at all. So let's do this. Yo! Hadouken! All right. So I have a couple things in Digital Dojo tonight. First one is a modified version of OpenSSH version 7.5p1. That turn creates a SSH man in the middle. And yeah, so if you wanted to be an asshole and set up, say, a pick a well-known SSH server or do a targeted attack against a SSH server that your targets use, you could set up a man in the middle with this thing. And you know, they even have a guide setting up IP forwarding, the IP tables rules, ARP spoofing, and yeah, it's a great guide for man in the middling SSH. The end user will get the warning that, hey, the SSH key has changed, but in my experience, most users ignore that, so have fun.
I click the OK button, it'll work.
That's right, it'll work. Give me a nice log of everything you're doing and your password, but it'll still work.
Oh. There should just be a sticker at every place that has open Wi-Fi. Someone will steal your shit. Needs to be thrown
there you
up
go,
Madman.
You start up the best Wi-Fi cafe in town to call it, you know, someone's going to steal your shit cafe.
I don't know. That could be claimed as an admission of liability.
I don't know. I just, I thought this was cool that somebody modified OpenSSH and made a man in the middle proxy out of it. Because it certainly front ends a real SSH connection on either end of it and just captured everything in between. It actually has a funny quirk of capturing every character typed twice because it's capturing both the input and the echo back. So, yeah, this is not any kind of officially maintained project and more just something somebody put together and I thought was cool. So, and you know, traditional attacks against SSH are kind of hard because you either have to guess a password or you have to you know, capture it in some other manner or steal their SSH key or, you know, there's lots of other ways to do this kind of stuff. There's other, you know, SSH proxies and honeypots out there. This one's just a modified OpenSSH and just caught my attention. I thought was cool. The second thing I have for tonight, or the last thing I should say I have for tonight, is somebody took the BBC's performance of Neuromancer and put it up on YouTube. It's 2 hours long, but it's a full-on audio play of Neuromancer. And, awesome. You know, good old-fashioned Gibson novel here, yeah. So enjoy.
Get it now before it has a complaint against it.
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah, you might want to go to...
This is the most sexist, racist piece of shit I've ever seen on YouTube.
Might need to go to, what is it, one of the YouTube to MP3 sites. There's a blue billion of them. So, in fact, I'm going to do that right now that you mention it. Like, you know what? That's actually a good idea. Let's,
I've taken to having to, like, hit up YouTube first thing in the morning to watch the videos before they get flagged. I have to sign in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it's silly, but, yeah, I just thought that was awesome that somebody had posted the whole damn audio play. I'm like, yes, here you go. Fun.
An audio book while playing, wow.
There you go. So, that's all I really have for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Peer decking every Thursday. I should say I try to start around roughly 9 o'clock Central, so... For anybody who's normally listening just to the feed and you'd like to listen live and just have no clue what time it was, because I don't think I've had the schedule on the website for years, it's 9.
That's Central China time, by the way.
Central China time, yes. Well, the center of China time. So, I don't know.
It's MOPS. Could you be less racist? I want to use this in a classroom.
No.
I like it that you didn't want us to stop being racist. Just be less.
Oh, fuck.
It always struck me as a bizarre one as well. Just be a little less racist.
It's like, you know, I didn't think we were really being all that racist. We were making fun of old Kung Fu movies, not... Although I think I had everyone make bad Kung Fu noises one time for Digital Dojo because I couldn't find the wave. So...
We had Sod doing it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, and he didn't hesitate either. That was the thing. Like, Sarge, be racist. Okay. And he just went right into it. So, you know, it's just like, well, there it is.
No, 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 Sarge.
I mean, you know, we're only a little bit racist. It's not like we're running around in black blackface or anything. At least I'm not. Madman, are you in blackface right now?
Currently, no. I ran out of body paint.
By the time he got to the face, he ran out. So,
man, it's illegal to spit roast a miniature horse.
What?
I know.
I bet you it's delicious. Especially that. Now that it's illegal, I'm like, this is going to be easier now.
Twice as delicious.
Where does one get a pony?
Okay. Can I still bury it in hot coals with bacon and butter stuffed in its rib cage and roast it for a few hours?
I don't know. I'm just reading this story here. It's illegal to spit roast a miniature horse.
Is it just spit roasting?
It's a very short article. Like,
can one like maybe just like cut some chunks off and fry it up? Is that okay?
I don't know. It's a very short article. Man was having a party. He advertised the party on Facebook that he'd be roasting a miniature horse on a spit. Celebrate New Zealand's National Day.
But a traditional New Zealand horse roast.
Miniature horse roast. People is degenerate. They'll eat anything.
Little birds. Pony roast. Traditional miniature pony roast.
You know the worst part about it? It's going to be giving rides for the kids before they put it on the roast.
All right, Timmy, look away. We're going to shoot the horse. Bang! Oh, damn, it's alive. Now it's just retarded.
Oh, God, we're going to have to tackle it and cut its throat. I'm having flashbacks.
Tackling a goat's not hard until you put a bullet after its retarded head.
Oh, yeah. Then it knows it wants to get. You want to kill it, and it's fucking retarded. It gets tarred strength.
Why do I feel like this 8 minutes of hilarity would be like a cult film these days?
Thank you, Thigh Master.
It'd almost be like, what's his name? Techno Viking.
It would be like Techno Viking. Just like you'd have people passing that video clip around, going, dude, have you seen this? It's awesome.
Watch this fat guy try and chase a retarded goat after he gets shot with a nine.
There are people who would pay money to. Oh, I just had an idea. So I know cam girls are a thing, but what about cam stupidity?
Well, I think it's called bum fights.
Oh, damn.
Facebook Live.
No, I thought that was just murder. Just flat out murdering people and robbing convenience stores.
I like Facebook's new channel. All crime, all time.
Thank you, Thigh Master.
I don't know why, that's just funny. That's all I've got. We already closed. I already read the closing thing, right? Feedback on the subreddit. Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it.
You were sure, man, on it.
That's yeah. I'm gonna play the Pac-Man sound and get out of here before we actually start building websites dedicating to filming Madman, you know, chasing retarded goats and putting it on the internet, because we'll try that shit.
Bye, peoples. I think I can get my cousins to reenact that entire scene.